The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you might be aware in the Gospel of Luke, the number of times that Jesus either goes to a dinner or is having a meal somewhere. It's called table fellowship. And Jesus often used table fellowship, I suppose, as a sort of visual aid to explain whatever he was trying to teach them at that time. Now, how do you explain what was he teaching them in the gospel this morning? Well, he was having a go at the Pharisees and subsequently all of us, you know, how we're always looking for maybe praise or honor or esteem or whatever word you might like to use. And he was trying to explain to people how foolish that is, to have a high opinion of ourselves or to think that we're necessarily better than anybody else because of who we are, what we have, or indeed where we live. And I often go back to the very first day, way back in 1966, which is a long time ago, the very first evening that I arrived in this country for the first time, it was July 1966. And I was going out to spend a month or 5 weeks in a parish in Long Island in a place called Williston Park. And one of the priests from that parish picked me up at the airport. And so as we were going out towards Williston Park, which maybe was a little bit out the island, as we were going along, he kind of said, "Now the people in this area would be the poorer class. You can see the kind of housing that they live in." And then a few minutes later, we're into a middle class area now, if you look at the housing and so on. And I thought, honest to God, you know, how the way they have categorized people by the places where they live or what they work at, how would that sit with Jesus? And began to wonder that. And doesn't that happen to this very, very day? You know, some of you will remember a time in this country when black people or colored people had to sit in the back of the church. Now, how would that go down with Jesus? I think you can answer that question yourself. And Jesus was very conscious of people putting one another down, either because of where they lived or their character. And I remember a time in Ireland where you went to Mass on a Sunday and people would be looking for change. You normally give a penny at the door as you went in. But in some churches, they had a door where you give a penny, and then the richer people or the better off people had give a three-penny piece, so you went in a separate door. Now you are very important, and because you went in the three-penny door, you sat in a different place in the church, so that the people over there knew you must be well off. I mean, the things we did. And bring it up to the modern day, right up to this time. The number of people who are divorced or separated for whatever reason do not feel welcome in certain parishes. People who belong to the gay community not feeling welcome in a lot of parishes. How would that go down with Jesus? I think you know the answer to all those questions.